Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2662. Setting Smart Financial Goals by Sierra Black with GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Setting Smart Financial Goals by Sierra Black with GetRichSlowly.org. Goals are critical to financial success. We've written about them a lot here at Get Rich Slowly. In fact, one of JD's core tenets for getting rich slowly is the road to wealth is paved with goals. Not all goals are created equal, however. A bad goal can sap your energy and distract you from making progress. A good goal, on the other hand, can provide the clarity and motivation you need to attain your dreams. What's a smart financial goal? Getting rich isn't a goal. It's a wish. A goal needs certain characteristics to have power. I like the SMART goal setting system, which I was first introduced to as a new hire at my one and only big corporate job back in the day. I've encountered it in a few different venues since then and always found it useful. The SMART system teaches that goals must be: number one, specific. Remember how I said getting rich isn't a goal? For a goal to work, it needs to be specific. Don't just aim to save for retirement. Do your homework and figure out how much you need to save to have the income you'll want when you retire. Now you have a number, and that number can be the basis of your goal. Number two, measurable. Once you have a specific goal, you need to know how well you're doing at achieving that goal. I can look at my retirement accounts and see exactly how much progress I've made towards my specific savings target. The same is true with other goals, like saving for a vacation or buying a house. The more specific you can be in your goal, the easier it will be to measure your progress. Number three, attainable. I'd love to write and publish a book. Doing so is on my bucket list. I can easily fantasize what it will be like to hold my own finished book in my hands and display it proudly on my bookshelf. Even better, if it hits the bestseller list, I'll go on Oprah. I'll get a 6-book deal. I'll be the next J.K. Rowling. That's not a goal. It's a daydream. My writing goals are more concrete and attainable. They build on what I'm doing now. Each time I attain a goal, like selling a story to a particular magazine or being able to quit my day job and write full time, I get closer to being able to write that book. When the time comes, I'll get real specific about what book I want to write and what steps I'm taking to do it. Then it will be a goal. Number four, realistic. Notice that I've talked here about my savings goals and my professional goals. Goals need to be realistic and related to your real life. I'd love to walk on the moon someday, but doing so isn't a goal of mine. It's totally unrealistic. If you want to make radical changes to your life, that's fine. Goals can help you do that, but they need to start with small, specific, attainable steps. And number five, timely. A goal needs a time frame. Without it, you can't really measure your progress. When you make a goal, give yourself a concrete time frame you want to accomplish it in. Saying, I want to save $5,000 for a trip to Argentina over the next 18 months is a much more attainable goal than saying, I want to save for a family vacation. I know exactly how much I need to save and how much time I need to do it in. Figuring out how much to save each week becomes a simple math problem, and I can easily check my progress as I go along. Why do I need goals? Goals are incredibly powerful tools. JD wrote the other day about all the creative and flexible ways he uses the data he collects from tracking his spending. I kind of feel the same way about goals. They're useful for a diverse array of things, from getting clarity on what you want to staying motivated for the long haul. The process of goal setting is a great opportunity to learn more about what you value. You get to see your dreams and aspirations take shape as clear, specific intentions with concrete, achievable steps to get to them. It helps you focus on what really matters to you, sorting your genuine aspirations out from your daydreams. Once you've set the goal, figuring out how to progress towards it and achieve that progress is another learning opportunity. It's a chance to learn more about how your goal can be achieved and make some choices about how you'll get there. Let's say you want to save for retirement. Once you know how much money you want to save and how many years you have to save it, you'll want to lay out a plan to do so. This is your chance to learn about your company's retirement plan options, investigate IRAs, and study the stock market. Goals act like a map. Once you have your goal in place and you know how you want to get there, you can check your actions against it. Whenever you go over your monthly spending, for example, you can check your progress on your goal. When you're in a shop considering a purchase, you can ask yourself if it furthers your goal. Your goals can guide you to financially sound choices. Finally, goals help me stay motivated. Save 10% of my income might be a good idea, but it's not a very sexy goal. It's easy to stray from that principle in the face of tempting travel plans and summer camp tuition for the kids. Save $5,000 for Argentina, on the other hand, is a compelling goal. I can use pictures of the locations we want to visit to help keep me energized about it and watch the savings in my travel account slowly creep towards that goal. You just listened to the post titled Setting Smart Financial Goals by Sierra Black with GetRichSlowly.org, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think goal setting is important, but I can see in my own life that being overly fixated on reaching any goal, even financial goals, might not be all that helpful. From my perspective, the point of a goal is to get you moving in a specific direction. Once you start moving towards something, you're going to collide into new information or learnings that can further inform your goal setting. This allows you to learn something about yourself and potentially pivot on your goal. I think goals need to be flexible in order for them to be the most helpful. So, for example, my original financial goal once I discovered the FIRE movement was to get out of debt and reach my FI number by 40 years old. At that time, I would quit my job and retire to never earn any more income again. That goal set me on the trajectory to pay off 30 grand of debt in 11 months and start saving and investing 60% of my income. It led me to want to create the Economy Conference and take on my first side hustle, which was narrating this podcast. But on the path to reach 5x40, I collided with new information. My W-2 job became toxic, and I realized that I didn't need to wait to reach FI in order to retire from my corporate career. I learned about Coast FI and Slow FI and realized at 33 years old that I had enough money to take a risk. If I stayed hyper-fixated on my original goal, I wouldn't have quit my job 3 years ago. By charting a direction and letting go of the end result, the pursuit of FIRE has led me down some unexpected yet satisfying windy roads. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.